Well, now to the remote Arnavon Islands, A-R-N-A-V-O-N, where big celebrations have recently been underway. The Solomon Islands has declared the Arnavons as its first ever national park. With tropical reefs and protected beaches, the islands are the prime nesting site for the critically endangered hawksbill turtle, which was hunted almost to extinction, primarily for its shell. The area is rich in many other tropical species too. But it's been quite a journey to get to this point. There's been a huge shift in local attitudes, in part driven by investment and support from the NGO Nature Conservancy. Now, having seen videos and photos of the islands and the wonderful wildlife, our next guest is very lucky indeed to be going back there. Rick Hamilton is a marine biologist and Melanesia Program Director for the Nature Conservancy. Hi, Rick.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on the show.
So where exactly are the Arnavons? What are they like?
So if you're standing on the Esplanade at Townsville and you swim about 1,800 kilometres northeast, you'll reach the Arnavons. It's located in the Manning Strait between Isabel and Choiseul Province, and it's one of the most beautiful places on the world. It's certainly one of my favourite places. It's a small group of atolls located in the Solomons, obviously, and it really just looks like a postcard, even a few coconut trees to boot.
And has it got a lot of different animals and ecology there?
Absolutely. Like everywhere in the Solomons, it's located in the Coral Triangle, which is the epicentre of coral reef biodiversity on Earth. And it has thousands of fish species, a lot of terrestrial, endemic and endangered species there other than the hawksbill turtles. But the primary reason for the establishment of the Arnavons protected area in its origins was because it supports the largest rookery for the critically endangered hawksbill turtle anywhere in the South Pacific.
This is a beautiful creature. They go to the Arnavons to lay their eggs, do they?
Yeah, it's really interesting. We're just starting to get a better idea of their overall life cycle. A lot of the turtles, they nest at the Arnavons, that's where they breed, and then the little hatchlings hatch out of the sand, and they spend about 5 years floating around in the open sea. We know now from satellite tagging that a lot of them are actually spending a great proportion of their life in Australia on the Great Barrier Reef. So a lot of the turtles which are now nesting in the Arnavons are actually migrating from foraging reefs in the Great Barrier Reef to nest on the Arnavons where they were born and then returning back to their foraging grounds.
And how old are they when they start to reproduce?
Hawksbill turtles are old. Females don't hit sexual maturity at about 35 years old.
Goodness.
One of the problems, of course, of studying turtles is they tend to live longer than most turtle biologists. You need a very long view at things.
So, backtracking a little, before we talk about the slight recovery of the hawksbill, what was the situation on the Arnavons in terms of turtle consumption and trade?
That's a really interesting history. The archaeology of the island suggests that there's been people occupying there for almost 3,000 years. But hawksbill turtle, or turtle shell specifically, which was often called tortoise shell, which of course it wasn't, was pretty much the first commodity coming out of the Solomons, and that was almost 200 years ago of the early whalers and traders. Originally, of course, all that product was going into England for making hair pieces, etc. But then after the Second World War, the trade shifted to Japan in what they called a Biko trade, and that's when things really started to ramp up. But literally thousands of turtles, we're pretty sure, were killed from the Arnavons annually since about 1840. Up until 1995, when the Arnavons Community Marine Conservation Area was established.
And in fact, I think there's evidence, is there not, of some of the traders and the predators, human predators, in terms of headhunters from New Georgia?
Yeah, so that's another interesting link with the Arnavons. So the Roviana headhunters were controlling the early trade with the whalers and the European traders. There's no rookeries for hawksbills anywhere in the Western Province. So what they were doing, they were paddling their Tomoko war canoes about 120 kilometres across the Isabel Strait to the Arnavons, where they were taking large numbers of turtles for their shell and also taking, you know, a few heads for their mana and for their headhunting raids.
So when did people start to realise there was this really catastrophic decline in the hawksbill population?
It was realised in the late 60s, early 70s, just how significant the Arnavons rookery was. And you're talking about a critically endangered species. The early attempts to conserve the area were led by the national government, which at the time was still under British rule. Solomons didn't gain independence until 77. So their initial decision was just to put a trespassing ban on the entire islands. That backfired pretty spectacularly with the local custodians of the area. And a gentleman by the name of Rent Zama in 1982 paddled across to the Arnavons and burnt down 5 government buildings, sort of in protest of the lack of involvement. He subsequently went to jail for 4 years, missed the death of his father and the birth of his son, but it was something he announced on behalf of his tribe. That led to a great increase in the turtle harvesting throughout the 80s.
Great increase in the turtle harvesting. The reverse of what was desired.
Oh, absolutely. So the harvesting picked up quite markedly. And it was also driven by the fact that Solomons and Fiji were two of the last countries to sign up to CITES, the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. So they got targeted by countries for Japan to stockpile hawksbill shell prior to them also signing up to international regulations to limit trade. But anyhow, the Nature Conservancy came in about 1992, but the process taken then was very different. It was a 4-year consultation process with all the communities to sort of come to the agreement in 1995, where they established the first community-managed area in the Solomon Islands, which was the Arnavons. What we're really excited about today is that it's moved further from that now, and the Arnavons is going to become the first marine park under national legislation.
So this is a really remarkable shift in focus.
It is, you know, and I think, you know, for a place like the Solomons, where at least 85% of land and sea is under customary ownership, it really reflects the need to have these multiple partnerships and have all stakeholders involved in the process. So the Arnavons now represents the communities which have traditional access rights to those areas. It represents,
and they still do,
government.
Don't they? They can kill turtles for subsistence and ceremony.
Yes. Solomon Islands has one of the highest turtle consumption rates in the world, and technically under the law you can only take them for subsistence purposes, that's correct. But you haven't been able to take turtles within the Arnavons for some time. I think what the national legislation does is it gives a lot of power to the conservation officers to actually enforce the regulations, and I guess it's just also status and recognition and extra support from the national government.
I should point out, we have tried to talk to your Solomon Island colleagues, but they've already left for the Arnavons, and there's no communication at all apart from a sat phone. So we just couldn't make it. So do people live there, by the way?
Well, the conservation rangers are based there a month on, a month off. So there are about 6 community conservation officers. They're made up from representatives from the 3 communities, Kia, Katapika and Vagina, which have access to the Arnavons. But there's actually no permanent settlements on the Arnavons.
And I just should tell listeners, Rick Hamilton's my guest. He's a marine biologist. He's the Melanesia Program Director for the Nature Conservancy, which has been a key partner with the Solomon Island government in making these Arnavon Islands, we're describing, the country's first national park. Just describe this change of attitude by the locals then, because this is key to it, isn't it, in terms of a massive temperamental shift?
Yeah, I think the first thing is you have to make all the stakeholders part of the equation. You know, there's been a great deal of support for the Arnavons over the last 25 years, really. And I guess it's coming to the realization that, yes, you know, turtles aren't just the food resource in the Solomons, they're also cultural heritage. And it's that recognition that if you actually lose places like the Arnavons, you're not just losing food and income, you're also losing culture, if you like, which is really pushed a lot of these movements along, and the recognition that if you continue to do nothing, you will end up in a scenario.
But the point is, haven't they become custodians? That's the point. As opposed to hunting them, they've now become custodians of them.
Absolutely. And you know, there's some really positive things happening now, which even I didn't really foresee at all. Even 10 years ago, there's been an increase in ecotourism coming into the Arnavons. Recently, we've supported a local women's group, Kawaki, as a non-for-profit organisation. They are becoming more involved in the Arnavons, more involved in getting women equitably involved in the conservation effort. So I think things are changing, and in some ways they're changing slow, but in some ways they're changing quite fast.
So can people go along and be tourists to this area? Where would they stay?
So you can stay at the field station, and there are discussions at the moment to see how we can build up the facilities there, because there's increasing interest in ecotourism there. But absolutely, you know, for me, I think ecotourism, especially if it's controlled, provides a really key way in which the Arnavons can become sustainably financed long term.
And what sort of recovery are you seeing in terms of the hawksbill themselves since you became involved?
We published a paper last year or the year before which showed that the number of nests laid on the Arnavons had more than doubled since 1995. What I would say as a cautionary, it's my analogy is it's out of intensive care and it's into the main sort of ward of the hospital. So it's a positive story, but it's not necessarily out of the woods yet. One of the things to think about when you look at species like hawksbills, it's complicated. Their management is complicated because of their movement patterns. So they're very much a shared resource. So what happens in Papua New Guinea, what happens in Australia, what happens in the Solomons can affect the same stock.
And is poaching still a problem, or do you think that's now under control?
No, poaching is still an issue. And unfortunately, seems to be a growing trade in the illegal trade in the hawksbill shell. So poaching has been an ongoing issue and it's ramped up a bit in the last few years. We had two turtles which had satellite tags on them poached last year from the Arnavons.
Poaching. That must have been pretty hard for you to watch. You've helped put the tags on the one and sort of supervised it, and then so you feel like you've got it under control and then it slips out of your grasp.
It's pretty gut-wrenching. I mean, you sort of get a bit of association with each of those turtles as well, but I guess that's, you know, it's conservation. It's not clear-cut. It's an ongoing process with real issues.
Mm. Well, good luck to you. This is quite a victory, and maybe the start of more. Thank you very much indeed for telling us the story.
Okay, thanks very much.
And Rick is a marine biologist, Rick Hamilton, and the Melanesia Program Director for the Nature Conservancy. And the Arnavons has its own website, by the way. If you'd like to find out more or you'd like to head there, go to our website and you can have a look. It's quite beautiful.